Good morning. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's approach to West Asia conflict reflects its strength in relationship building, decisive action and effective crisis management. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hold a telephonic conversation to discuss energy security concerns. Slovenia becomes first European Union country to implement fuel rationing. Colombian military aircraft carrying 125 people crashes. Rescue operations underway. And World Tuberculosis Day has been observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's approach during the ongoing tensions in West Asia has highlighted its strength in building relationships, taking decisive action and managing crises effectively. Addressing a summit organized by a private media group in New Delhi last evening, Prime Minister Modi noted that despite global uncertainty since February 28, India continues to move ahead with confidence and a firm commitment to development. Amid growing concerns over the West Asia conflict and its global impact, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and met the ambassadors of the member countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, in New Delhi yesterday. We have a report.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the discussions between him and the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio focused on the West Asia conflict and its impact on the international economy. In a social media post, he added that both sides also discussed concerns related to energy security. The External Affairs Minister also met the ambassadors of the member countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council, including Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates yesterday. Saudi Arabia and the UAE alone are home to 8 million Indians. The meeting was also attended by the ambassadors of Bahrain, Oman, Kuwait and Qatar. In a social media post, the minister said that he and the six ambassadors had exchanged views on the conflict in West Asia. Dr. Jaishankar thanked them for their continued support to the Indian community in the region. The External Affairs Minister also spoke to his Sri Lankan counterpart, Vijitha Herath, and discussed the repercussions of the West Asia conflict. He said that India stands committed to neighborhood first policy and Vision Mahasagar. Soumya Sharan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Embassy in Doha informed that Qatar Airways operated 25 flights to India between the 20th and 22nd of this month, carrying around 7,750 Indian nationals. We have a report.
As advised by Qatar Airways earlier, flight ticket bookings can be made through Qatar Airways website, app or through travel agents. The advisory issued by the embassy urged the Indian community to closely follow and abide by the guidelines and advisories issued by the authorities in Qatar. It said that the local authorities have emphasized that adhering to the instructions of competent authorities and the security and safety teams in workplaces enhances safe behavior inside buildings. In view of the decision to gradually resume physical classes in educational institutions, the Indian Embassy requested to adhere to guidelines on emergency response procedures, including shelter-in-place measures within educational facilities. The Embassy also informed that the ambassador met with a group of parents representing Indian students who are scheduled to appear for the JEE and NEET examinations. It said that it is in close coordination with the National Testing Agency in India and will keep all concerned informed about further developments and updates. The embassy continues to operate its control room along with helplines, email and WhatsApp services to address queries and concerns of the Indian community members. Nina Rakil for World News.
Slovenia has become the first European Union country to implement fuel rationing to tackle disruptions from the U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran as energy prices surge across the region. Private drivers are limited to a maximum purchase of 50 liters per day, while businesses and farmers can buy up to 200 liters. The move follows a rise in fuel tourism as drivers from neighboring countries, especially from Austria, were crossing the border for cheaper regulated fuel prices. Slovenian Prime Minister Robert Golob said there's enough fuel in Slovenia, the warehouses are full and there'll be no fuel shortages. This is Akashvani and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has directed the Department of War to temporarily postpone planned strikes against major energy and electricity targets in Iran. Speaking in the White House, Mr. Trump said that the decision has been taken based on preliminary conversations between the United States and Iran over the past 2 days.
As I announced earlier, based on preliminary conversations between the United States and Iran over the past 2 days, I've directed the Department of War to temporarily postpone planned strikes against major energy and electricity targets in Iran to determine whether a broader agreement can be reached. We've had very good discussions, very, very good discussions. And you have to understand, I know my whole life has been a negotiation, but with Iran, we've been negotiating for a long time. And this time, they mean business. Hopefully, this will be possible, but no matter what, we'll ensure that Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon. They can't have a nuclear weapon.
More details on this from a West Asia correspondent.
President Donald Trump has said Iran wants to make a deal that the two countries have reached major points of agreement, ordering the U.S. military to suspend strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. Tehran has flatly denied that any discussions with Washington have taken place, calling Trump's claim a bid to manipulate crushing oil markets and insisting its position on the Strait of Hormuz has not changed. The IRGC says its ballistic missile units remain at maximum readiness to defend Iran's energy infrastructure. Amid the turmoil, two Indian-flagged vessels have successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz. The Pine Gas and the Jagwasant, carrying liquefied petroleum gas, has loaded from the ports of UAE and the Kuwait. Both tankers are now en route to Indian ports and are expected to arrive between March 26th and 28th. Separately, at least 7 rockets were fired from the Iraqi town of Rabia towards U.S. military base in northeastern Syria, the first time such an attack since the U.S.-Israeli military campaign against Iran began. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
In Colombia, a military transport plane with 125 people on board crashed shortly after taking off in the southwestern part of the country, causing an undetermined number of casualties. At least 77 people were rescued alive. Defense Minister Pedro Sanchez said in a social media post that the plane was carrying troops when the tragic incident occurred in Puerto Leguizamo, a remote municipality in the Amazonian province of Putumayo on the Peru and Ecuador borders. The commander of Colombia's Air Force, Carlos Fernando Silva, issued a video saying that 125 people were on board the Hercules C-130 plane, including 114 passengers and 11 crew members. Japanese Finance Minister Satsuki Katayama has said the government is ready to act on all fronts amid rising energy prices, but did not confirm potential intervention in crude oil futures. She also noted that speculative moves in crude oil markets are affecting the currency and pledged thorough government action to protect the economy and citizens. World Tuberculosis Day has been observed today. We have a report.
World Tuberculosis Day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. President Draupadi Murmu in her message said that tuberculosis continues to pose a significant public health challenge affecting millions of lives across the world. President Murmu noted that the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan has made a remarkable progress in expanding early diagnosis, ensuring free treatment, strengthening nutritional support, and improving patient care. The president added that this progress underscores the shared determination and the strength of the National TB Elimination Program. She urged all stakeholders to work together with collective resolve to end tuberculosis once and for all. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB. The theme offers an opportunity to reflect on ongoing efforts and encourage stronger commitment at local, national, and international levels to end TB by combating the growing threat of drug-resistant TB. With Soumya's report, Chirag Jha for World News.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's approach to West Asia conflict reflects its strength in relationship building, decisive action and effective crisis management. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hold telephonic conversation to discuss energy security concerns. Slovenia becomes first European Union country to implement fuel rationing. Colombian military aircraft carrying 125 people crashes. Rescue operations underway. And World Tuberculosis Day has been observed today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.